Liftoff from The Price of Dope, the original acid jazz trio. About 10 years ago, Todd Davidson, Jeff Kelly, and Christian Cinelli met up, and they formed a group called The Price of Dope. And The Price of Dope's worth it. Everybody who's been in San Diego, that grew up in San Diego, has been here for more than 10 years. If you guys know what's up, you guys went to the Green Circle downtown. These guys perform live on Wednesday nights. And they're here live in the studio of Jazz at the 8 Illphonic Show. What's up, guys? Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Todd Davidson.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Kelly.
What's up, man?
Christian Cinelli.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about The Price of Dope. What's the history? How'd you guys form? How'd you guys meet up?
Let's give this one to Chris.
Well, let's see. We got together actually through the Reader. Jeff and Todd had been playing together, and I met Jeff through the Reader. We got together, had similar interests, and actually the song you're hearing in the background is a song we wrote the first time we got together.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was the first one?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
And this was the first two, and I
named it 69th and El Cajon, which is about a block from where Jeff owns his studio there where we used to practice. So, you know, that was the beginning of it, and that was about 10 years ago.
Amazing work, guys.
Thank you.
So you guys just started playing at the Green Circle downtown, and from there you guys just took off. The Price of Dope just went off. And you guys started writing songs collectively. And what are you guys doing nowadays?
Well, the band went through a lot of evolution with different members coming through since the original trio. And Chris knows more about that. But right now what we're doing is sort of a reunion of the original trio, just kind of keeping it like it was when we first got together. And the songs that you're listening to were of that era.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is about 10
timeless.
Years old.
Yeah, and it's timeless.
This one was recorded in 96.
Exactly.
You're listening to it, so please.
This was actually a rehearsal, is what you're
listening
to.
Was this the one we recorded in your bedroom?
It was like to dat or something like that.
Yeah.
You guys got to be kidding me.
No,
this
it
is
was
amazing.
It was a living room recording, yeah. So no, it was fun, though.
How do you guys write? What's the process of writing a song together?
That's a tough question. Jeff just looked at me like, okay, you answer, Todd.
No, I know what we did.
Well, no, it always starts with, you know what? From my experience, it's been either we just start playing something and it evolves into a song, so it's truly a collective thing, or someone will bring in some sort of groove, and then we'll all add on top of that. I think in the case of the song that you're listening to in the background right now, do you remember, Jeff?
I think most of the stuff came, a lot of it came from me and Chris. Chris playing a bass line, me playing a drum beat behind it, making it kind of funky, and you know,
then I'd throw
more
in
of
some
a hip hoppy style,
yeah.
You know, drum beat kind of. You know, a lot of people sample that style, James Brown
sure.
and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Todd would throw over some, get electronic on it, or just be extremely experimental with.
Yes, I would always get electronic on it.
Yes, sure, sure.
That's right. Pick on the keyboardist.
It's the easiest one to pick on.
How long have you guys been playing individually?
Me, Todd, I've been playing since I could sit up, really. I've been playing piano since I was a very young boy. Maybe, I don't know, I guess I was plucking out melodies as young as 3 and 4 years old and started taking lessons. Probably, I don't know, 7,
And Todd,
8.
you play the piano, right? The Rhodes, the
yes,
Moog?
Yes.
And Jeff, you play the drums?
Yeah, my dad bought me a drum kit when I was probably like 5 or 6. You know, used to beat on them senselessly, and then
sure. You beat on your dad or the drum kit?
I think it was the other way around.
Dad, I wanted a guitar.
But so it kind of, you know, was always sitting there. When I was bored, I'd go play it. And,
sure.
You know, my dad was a musician growing up, so I was always around it. And
okay.
Just kind of took off from there.
Christian, you play the bass?
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, who gets all the credit for writing the songs? Collectively, you guys write the songs together, or...?
Yeah, it's a group effort. I mean, if somebody comes in with the song, then we go with it. But, you know, a lot of the songs are... Everybody's, of course, going to play their own style and add their own flavor to it, so...
Sure. Formed in 1996, you guys have played... Your history of playing together with different bands. You guys have played with Prince, The Roots... So many groups, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, the Prince show was pretty fun. We were asked if we wanted to open up at an after party. He came and played here at the... Was he played up
Remac.
The Remac Arena, yeah. And they had a an after party, and we were honored and fortunate enough to be able to open up for him. We played a short set, and then we actually got off the stage, and he came out with some other musicians and jammed on our equipment. That was pretty insane.
That's amazing. You guys are what's up, and we're here. You're here tonight. I'm sorry, you guys got me all choked up. You guys are here for a special reason. It's the reunion. Thank you so much, guys. At the Kava Lounge.
We've got the show coming up. It's this Saturday at the Kava Lounge,
which is located at 2812 Kettner Boulevard.
The doors open up at 8 o'clock. We're doing two sets, so pretty much we're there all night. And it's going to be the first public performance of this original lineup of The Price of Dope for, what would you say, Jeff?
Seven or eight years, yeah.
That was Chris answering, but yeah. I think that's about right.
98, 97?
I'm so excited. I'm like a giddy schoolgirl, schoolboy. I cannot even speak. You guys are doing a better job than me. This Saturday night at the Kava Lounge, you guys are playing, performing live, showcasing. It's a reunion of The Price of Dope. This Saturday night, what's that address again?
It is, I'm opening my Palm Pilot because I don't remember. It's at 2812 Kettner Boulevard, and that's, what is it, north of Laurel.
Yeah. Down on, by the Casbah.
On Kettner.
Used to be the old Pirates Den.
Right. That's correct. You're going to be DJing there that night, right?
I'll be DJing with you guys, but you know what? You guys, just filling in for you guys. When you guys want to take a soda break, I'll be filling in. Because you guys are what's up. The Price of Dope. Do you guys have a CD out? How can people get a hold of you for
They can go to the website, priceofdope.com.
Priceofdope.com. Now, you guys have projects going on besides The Price of Dope. You guys want to talk about them?
Yeah. I'm in a group called Square Circle, and actually Chris plays bass now and then with us. And we do more of a Pink Floyd-influenced alternative kind of thing. It's kind of hard to explain, but you can check us out at squarecirclemusic.com. And we just released our second CD called Mankind, so you can see that on the website, squarecirclemusic.com.
Cool.
There's also a group called Pocket. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's right. Pocket was formed after we decided to lay the Price of Dope thing down. And Chris Cianelli, once again, is playing bass in this group. And me and him have kind of been a team in the rhythm session thing for quite a little while now. So it's nice to have him playing with us. We're currently working on an album and play all around town normally. I think we've had some stuff of ours played on the station before. And I don't know. Anything to add, Chris?
We're going to be playing again this Saturday at the Kava Lounge, and one of the big reasons we're getting together is this place is kind of reminiscent of the Green Circle Bar, so
it's got that old vibe.
It kind of got us motivated to get back together, and I hope people come out, especially you guys who remember The Price of Dope.
Yeah, you guys should. And big ups to the Merge Life Sound, Gage, Christy, the whole Merge Life Sound music, for allowing The Price of Dope at the Kava Lounge this Saturday night. Come through, man. If you guys just want to get down, if you guys know how to get down and get boogie, the Ilphonic Show will be there along with The Price of Dope this Saturday night at the Kava Lounge. Thank you guys so much. You guys got any shout outs? Want to say what's up to anybody out there?
Yeah, what's up, eh?
Hey, Alexa.
Hi, Mom.
The Price of Dope will be at the Kava Lounge this Saturday. For more information, if you guys are not paying attention, go to illphonix@hotmail.com. That's illphonix@hotmail.com. Always check us out and pick up The Price of Dope. Listen to them, The Price of Dope. What's that email, website again?
That's priceofdope.com.
All one word.
Yeah, theprice.com is what's up. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Please come back.
Hey, thanks a lot for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us here.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
The Price of Dope, live on the Ilphonic Show.
And Andrew and Trevor, please go to bed now.
Yeah, yeah, please.
Get to bed.
We'll see you guys Saturday night at the Kava Lounge. Thank you guys so much, man. This is the Ilphonic Show right here on Jazz 88.